Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursday night football, Major League Baseball playoffs. There was a lot going on. I was multitasking with the phone last night at Capital One Arena. Let's go to the football and the Thursday nighter first. Anybody know a guy who was completely wrong about last night's game? Who has two thumbs and a beard and he's talking right now? This guy. 49ers beat the Rams with all of those injuries. That is as impressive a W. I don't think there's going to be a better George Bush in the first half of this season. I'm just telling you right now. Kyle Shanahan with QB2, tight end 2, wide receivers 4 through 7, going to L.A. to a pretty healthy Rams team at 3-1 and getting the best of his buddy Sean McVay and Matt Stafford's boys. What a win for the 49ers. That was gutsy. And it took overtime. I mean, over and over and over again, it looked like the Rams were going to get right. They missed a field goal. They miss an extra point that would have ended the thing. They call a terrible play on 4th-and-1 in overtime. They fumble at the goal line. They lose a fumble at the mouth of the red zone on another possession. I mean, they gave the game away, but you got to give the 49ers credit. They just battled with their B team last night.
Well, they came out and punched the Rams right straight in the kisser. And the Rams were not ready for it. They were on their heels. And then once the comeback started, you went, okay, yeah, they've messed up a few times. It's Thursday night football. Crazy bleep happens. They're going to end up winning this game. They just have more. When San Francisco won a few drives and couldn't move the ball and had to punt, and you go, okay, this is a matter of time. And they're driving down to win the football game. And one of the great defensive plays I can remember. I mean, I'm not – like the second-round pick for the Niners, I'm blanking on his name, who forced the fumble in that moment of Kyron Williams right by the goal line. But his left arm is – yeah, it was Collins, thank you – is – not available for usage at that point. Like, he's part of this pile, and it's getting pulled in the opposite direction. All he has is a desperate lunging punch that he landed absolutely perfectly square on the football on a moving target that's headed to the end zone, and then falls on it, recovers it. Ta-da! What an unbelievably clutch play for the Niners, and that's why they win.
For San Francisco last night, they couldn't really run the ball at all. It was Mac Jones winning you a football game on the road against an elite team, or you're in trouble. And he's 3-0 as their starter now. Jones, 33 of 49 for 342 yards and 2 touchdowns. He was throwing most notably to Kendrick Bourne, who had 10 grabs for 142 yards in a career game. Because, again, wide receivers 1, 2, and 3 were not playing for the backup quarterback. This is very Marcus Mariota to Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey,
yep.
Right? Making it work. San Francisco gave the ball to Christian McCaffrey 22 times. I give him a lot of credit for that, but they couldn't run it. He got held to sub 60 yards, 2.6 per pop. By the way, last night, B-Rob, 2.4 per carry. For the season, this will not surprise you, Danny. He is averaging, I think, 3.99 or 4 yards per carry, something right around there.
Yeah, what a trade for Washington. That anybody was interested, please take him. Thank you very much. Good dude, but not a particularly effective running back.
But that is a great win for San Francisco to get to 4-1. To have now won all 3 of their games without Brock Purdy. And it's just so much bigger than that because now you're going to get George Kittle back. You're going to slowly but surely. You know, there's a couple guys that aren't coming back through that door. Nick Bosa's out for the year. But you're going to start to add Brandon Ayuk's going to come off pup here shortly. Juwan Jennings should be back. Ricky Pearsall should be back. And as you move forward now, you just birdied a hole. I mean, you could bogey somewhere, and it's probably okay because you're off.
And their schedule gets a little softer.
It does.
A little softer.
On the other side, the Rams have to be kicking themselves. Again, that was a lost game as much as it was won by San Francisco. I give them all the credit in the world because of how undermanned they were. But if the Rams make a field goal or don't miss an extra point when the game was tied to take a lead with a minute plus left, or don't fumble the ball with about a minute remaining, or don't turn the ball over the times that they did earlier in the game, over and over and over again, they would have won. But both of their losses, Danny, they're 3-2.
Are just gut punches.
Special teams losses, where you have kicks blocked, extra points blocked, kicks missed. Just gross special teams play, or else they are 5-0 right now. Instead, they're 3-2 with a good team in Seattle in the division, hard charging, and with San Francisco now with not only a 4-1 record, but the tiebreaker over you early on with a win as well.
Yeah, killer. I mean, those losses hurt double, right? I mean, losing to the Eagles, if you have playoff aspirations, which they do, will hurt your seeding, and you know, you'll probably have to go on the road now in the postseason when you start add up the wins at the end of the year. But those divisional losses count double, to your point. That is just a gut punch. You could be sitting at 4-1 with a beat-up San Francisco team that's got to start playing much weaker opponents, quite frankly, than you do, and you let that one slip away. I mean, it's their own mistakes. I mean, McVay, to his credit, is trying to wear it because of that fourth down call, which, you know, I didn't love either. But as Matt Stafford, by the way, keep underrating Matt Stafford, who just threw dime after dime after dime. I mean, he had one of those roll of dimes, and he's just doling them out for people near 400 yards last
night. The overtime throw he made to Tutu Atwell for 38 yards, it was quite literally the Zach Wilson play in the workout ahead of being drafted that went viral on the internet, where everyone's like, look at this, he's running to his left and he throws back to his right. It's 40 yards downfield on a rope. Except it was in overtime, in a division game, with the game in the balance, with guys coming at you trying to crush you, not against air in a workout pre-draft. It was one of the most incredible throws I've seen in terms of just arm talent in a long, long time. He went 389-3 last night, Stafford did. And with the game on the line, 4th-and-1, they give the ball to Kyren Williams, which is fine. I wouldn't have done it. I think it's a mistake. But to bring everybody in after a timeout now, so you've got this bunch formation where you got all basically 22 lined up, and you just go power against power, mano a mano, let's have a shoving match. What a bad play call.
And yeah.
To your point, McVay apologized after. He already said, I don't know what I was thinking. I feel sick to my stomach. That was terrible.
Because it's like trying to outfox the fox, trying to think.
But you've moved the ball with ease.
Exactly.
They got no answers against your passing game, and Stafford is your franchise, and Puka Nacua is the best receiver in the league, and you got all of these things going on through the air all night long, and you go, hold on, guys, let's try to run the ball one more time, even though we haven't really done that well.
Right. I mean, it's, again, you got so smart there, you outsmarted yourself, right? What was working, and it's like, well, that's what they'll be expecting. They won't expect the ineffective thing. And then, of course, it leads to disaster. But so good for McVay for wearing it. But you already touched on it. You make an extra point, you win the game. You make a field goal, you win the game. You don't fumble at the 1 yard line, you win the game. I mean, even if Williams just goes down there, you kick a field goal, you probably win it. There's a million ways that happens. You don't come out flat and get punched in the mouth and get down by 14. So many opportunities for them. This is the second loss, though, where you go, come on, man.
Yeah.
You had it, right? Especially if you're a Rams fan. And there were almost 50 or 60 Rams fans in the building last night.
So I'm going to apologize in advance because he's a legend and an icon. But we've got to talk about Al Michaels today. We have to do it. My normal caveat applies here. One of the greatest of all time. Hall of Famer in every sense of the word. Hang his microphone wire from the rafters. There are few better than Al Michaels. It's over, Johnny. I mean, this anymore is a rough watch and a rough listen. So we've talked and we've joked about the energy in the past, Danny. But it's past that at this point, I think. The energy's one thing. Last night, he was struggling to keep up and just call what was happening in front of him at different points. And it took away from the enjoyment of an amazing game in the end. I'm going to play a couple clips for you from last evening on Amazon Prime, this billion-dollar operation, tens of millions of dollars paid to Michaels and Herb Street and everything going on in the booth, right? These are legends. These are big-time superstars. But at the end of the game, Kyren Williams, with the Rams trailing by 3, is running the football on a first and goal from the 3 with a little over a minute to go. You take the lead. San Francisco likely loses. This is a massive moment and one of the generational, like once in an era, once in your childhood kind of awesome defensive plays happens, where you're sitting there knowing you're about to lose because the Rams have walked right down the field, and you're praying for a fumble. You know you're not going to turn the ball over, but what if we knocked it out at the goal line?
That never happens.
But it did this time. When is the last time this has happened for the Commanders? Team's about to take the lead with less than a minute left on the goal line. Guys plunging into the end zone, and someone punches the ball loose, and you take over first and 10 to save the game and win the game for yourself potentially. You can't even remember because it just doesn't happen. This is a once every decade kind of thing. And this was the call. 3 seconds after the ball's fumbled, he acknowledges it. 7 seconds after the referees tell you it's San Francisco ball, he's telling you the ball changed hands. And it kind of ruined this amazing moment last night.
Williams, can he get in? They signal that he, with the ball coming out, and it goes the other way. And the call is a fumble in San Francisco ball. Wow. That is unbelievable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He was just surprised and kind of waiting and didn't really know.
So if you're listening, you're just going, well, that wasn't that. That maybe not the most energetic call. That's not quite Kevin Harlan, you know, up to 11. Understand that everybody at home knew way before he did.
Right. Seconds.
See what I'm saying?
Before.
So, like, it's almost like a movie soundtrack that doesn't match up or something like that, where you see the guy's lips move or whatever, like one of those weird moments when your cable isn't working right, and, like, the lips has already moved, and, like, 4 seconds later, then the audio happens.
I mean, the Niners,
it is jarring.
The Niners are all sprinting to the other field to do their let's all sit in the end zone pretzel
for a
photo in the paint, basically. And he's still going, did he fumble the ball? You know, and he's asking
came out
questions.
And the other way. Oh, my God.
This is what that should have sounded like. I'm going to give you a little juxtaposition here. Incredible moment. Can you believe this? Oh, my goodness. Years in the making. Game on the line. Fumble at the goal line. This was Kevin Kugler on Westwood One on the radio call last night.
On first and goal, handoff Williams. Jump cut to the right. Diving for the goal line. Did the ball come out? The ball came out at the one-yard line, and San Francisco recovers. Kyren Williams fumbled the football. He got to the one, and he coughed it up, and the Niners have it. At the bottom of the pile, it's San Francisco football.
I'm watching last night, and I'm going, this is such a big moment. This is a generational defensive play. This is great. And as a Niners fan, you're going, wait, we got the ball?
Do we have the ball?
I mean, if you're doing something else, looking down at your computer, washing a dish or something, do you even look up based on intonation there? I don't think you do.
No.
So there was another play earlier in the game, which may have even been a tougher moment for this legend, Al Michaels, where, I mean, you want to talk about not knowing what's going on. So Mac Jones gets hit as he throws, okay? They call a roughing the passer penalty correctly against Mac Jones. So it was from the 13-yard line or so, maybe the 14. He gets a completion of the sideline up to about the 26. You tack on the pass interference to the 41, and it's just very normal stuff, right? Completion, out of bounds. The camera shot shows the referee. His mic is on. He says, roughing the passer, we're going that way for 15. But even still, it's like Al didn't notice it or he didn't pick it up. This was last night on Amazon Prime.
He's the open man along the sideline, and that's DeMarcus Robinson, the former Ram, who missed the first three games. He was suspended, but there is a flag on the play, and this one's coming back.
Personal foul, roughing the passer. Defense number 10. 15-yard penalty out of the end
Hold on a second. The 49ers are going back up to the 41-yard line. Did they... By replay assist, though, that was legal? The 49ers up at the 41-yard line now. They marked it after the catch is what they did. So up to the 46-yard line goes Christian McCaffrey. Check it out.
It's not exactly what they did. No.
And you hear Herb Street kind of trying to help him, and he's asking. It's just not great right now. It's not great.
Nope.
I'm not taking glee in this. I'm not happy about this. I'm just telling you, as someone who watches these games and enjoys the play-by-play element of it, this is getting tough.
Miracle was 45 years ago, man.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, in 1980. I mean, he was one of the great broadcasters of all time. Hall of Fame. Hang up the microphone glass. But man, oh man, it's tough.
Yeah, I you got to be able to just keep up with the game. It's kind of the bottom line prerequisite, I would say. And it was a bit of a struggle last evening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.